Jerry, I love to sit on you.
Hey, Pee-wee, I love it when you do.
Hey, Jerry, you're my special chair.
Hey, Pee-wee, you're as light as air. When I'm hugging you, you can't go anywhere. Hey, Pee-wee, I'm your special chair.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave alongside Joseph, Trisha, and the musician of all time, Eric. Hey, I'm giving you good props or compliments.
You're doing a great job on that today.
How is that? How's your move going?
I feel humbled by that.
You do? Like Humble Pie, that's a pizza place. Have you been there?
There's one in Desert Ridge.
Oh, is there?
There's one just up the street, too.
I've never eaten there. Yeah, there's one on 7th.
Oh.
And there's one at the airport.
Wow.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're root beer wheelbarrow.
That was not even close.
You got the almost good.
That was almost there.
You said barrow.
Let's try it.
Yeah. Root beer barrel.
Okay.
Root beer barrel.
Don't wear it out.
No, it has to be plural. Barrel. I tricked you guys. Did you see that, Eric?
That was singular?
Yeah. Infinity. Well, and this is Cyndi Lauper singing Betty Boop.
That was Pee Wee and Cherry singing You're My Special Chair.
Who's the voice of Cherry?
I don't know. Who is it?
I think it's Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher?
No. I don't know. I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
That was from the Pee Wee Herman show on Broadway, by the way.
Oh, Broadway?
Yeah, that's a Broadway show. Of course, and it was a really good show, bringing back all the different characters, like Terry and like Wayne White's Dirty Dog and Randy.
Randy?
Yeah.
Did they have cars in the show?
You know, Miss Avant... Cars? Oh, tell us about some cars,
Dave.
They
had cars in the show? Well, if they did,
no,
and they
broke... in the movie, he drives a little car.
You know, actually, you don't have to wait, right, until your car breaks down. You should have maintenance, right?
Oh, always, yes.
Yeah, so that's
Preventative
Alexander's.
Maintenance, like oil changes and checking things out.
I go to Alexander's.
Catch it first before
automotive.
It breaks. Mm-hmm.
So definitely go to Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road. It's really not that far from here.
No.
Yeah. Well,
it's pretty centrally located.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. And it's well worth it, though. There's no doubt. 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Get over there. I just go just to visit. He's just nice.
Why don't you?
I do, too.
Oh, I thought you were asking me to.
Oh, yeah. You want to?
Why don't you?
But I do.
Oh.
I do, okay. Indeed.
Well, I guess it would work.
And did you see the clip on... Sheriff Joe confronting Jane Sanders.
Fonda. Oh.
No, Jane Sanders.
No.
Bernie's wife.
No.
Sort of an interesting conflict. She was visiting Tent City, and he said, I want you to know, the first thing he said is, I'm a Trump man. And she goes, well, I want you to know I'm a Bernie man.
Was she visiting voluntarily?
Yeah. So, but, it's just Tent City, but he gave
she
her
just
to her.
She was trying to get a new pink shirt.
Yeah, and he gave
and
her to
some underwear.
Yeah.
What do you say, right?
That's true. And I do want to... Remember Miss Yvonne from Pee Wee's Playhouse, Eric?
I never watched it.
Seriously? What is wrong with
you? No, I've never seen it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You know, well, I couldn't help it, but my favorite was the Cherry.
I know. Cherry was amazing, and Terry as well. And, you know, but Miss Yvonne, the most beautiful woman in Puppet Land. Beautiful girl
in
Puppet Land.
Is that like Miss Piggy?
You love puppets and cartoons.
Well, she's not a cartoon. She was a real woman.
She was real.
Yeah. But it was in Puppet
Land.
Didn't
you say that about the girl from Frozen?
Yeah, but that, I was like...
Is that like a blow-up doll?
No. But anyway, Miss Yvonne, the actress that plays Miss Yvonne is actually in Pee-wee's Big Holiday.
Oh, that's interesting.
And also Mailman Mike. He's also in that as well. But
not
as characters.
Oh.
No, but someone else dances. One of our other guests. He's a stripper in the movie. So we'll get to that. Because we need to get to a couple other movies that opened up yesterday, including Hello, My Name is Doris.
Doris Markovich?
You know, Markovic.
Ah! Oh, that's not the word.
Root beer floats.
Ah, no, all right. Well, no, not Doris Markovic, but you know what? I did speak with Doris Markovic, our attorney friend. She did say that this is very similar to her life story, and that she, like Sally Field in the movie, is a woman who, eager for all the experiences she has missed out on, is inspired by a self-help seminar to romantically pursue her younger coworker, played by Max Greenfield. Said pursuit brings her a thrilling perspective, but also creates a rift between her and her longtime friends and family.
So, I can imagine.
Yes, so Sally Field, really great actress, right?
And Awa's beautiful.
Yes.
I like her.
I really like her.
Yes. Well, and this is a better vehicle for Sally Field than it is a movie. She perfectly nails her performance as a senior woman. That's right, right? I can say senior woman.
How old is she?
In the movie?
In the movie, I think she's in her 60s. Something.
In real life, I think she is too.
It's a new 40s.
Well, okay.
It's yeah, new exactly.
40s. But Max Greenfield is like in his young, you know, 30s or something like that, right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you saw that picture of
Rupert Wales.
No, medicine woman.
Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour. Go to break radio. On her 60th birthday in a bikini on the cover of a magazine.
And go to
that
break radio.
That woman is gorgeous.
And go to break radio show and you'll see me in a pose with Jane Seymour.
And you'll
I see more.
Tell me where his left hand was. All right. So okay.
She is gorgeous. Yes. And well, smart and beautiful.
She perfectly Sally Field perfectly nails her performance here. She essentially makes a fool of herself for a guy half her age, capturing both the comic and tragic qualities of the character. It's impossible to avoid laughing out loud at her antics. She's constantly going these daydreams, and one time she goes in this daydream when she thinks she's kissing Max Greenfield's character, and she's like halfway to the ground and making this weird face, and he wakes her up and says, "Hey, are you all right?" And she, So she's very, very funny in this movie. She's got really weird outfits and everything like that. Exactly, I'm sure, what Doris Markovic wears on a day-to-day basis. So I would say, though, that the story's conflicting tones become somewhat bothersome as the comedic lengths at which it often goes undermines its more serious aspects. So, you know, it's really funny, but it's also somewhat serious at times.
Well, maybe the seriousness undermines the comedic part.
You know, but
or actually the seriousness of it may, well, it depends. It depends on where you are in life and what you've seen and what your experiences have been.
That's my point, because I will say, I really liked it. I'm giving it 3 stars, but the target audience, folks Field's age, will undoubtedly love it, and they're probably going to say it's one of the best movies of the year. So I would say that, hello, my name is Doris. Very good movie, but again, where you are in life will determine how much you like it.
Because I will probably get more of the humor than you do.
Yeah, well, I got the humor. Yeah, I just think that the seriousness, it undermined that. You'll see what I'm talking. I don't want to reveal.
Okay.
But there's a situation involving her mother who's recently passed and stuff like that. So
you got it.
Yes. So and also
I'm actually looking forward to seeing it. And I apologize that I did not get it seen before this for all the ladies my age out there.
Yeah. I think you'll really like it. We'll revisit.
And I love Sally Field.
She does a great job in the movie. So also in theaters yesterday, The Program. Chris O'Dowd plays an Irish sports journalist.
I like that guy.
Yeah, Chris O'Dowd.
I think Chris O'Dowd's
becomes convinced that Lance Armstrong's performance during the Tour de France victories are fueled by banned substances. With this conviction, he starts hunting for evidence that will expose Armstrong, who's played in this film by Ben Foster. Ben Foster does an amazing job here as Lance Armstrong. It's perhaps apropos that a movie about bicycling suffers from the defect that of often racing forward faster than moviegoers can keep up. Early on in this movie and also throughout, it just like races forward through time.
Forward and then crashes on the sidelines.
Well, yeah, and then it's like halts and stuff like that and it just sort of pedals along.
But it needed a little juice to get through the whole movie.
Exactly. Yes.
But that would have been counterproductive.
Well, it takes place over many years of Lance Armstrong's duped by doping. The program jumps ahead through time, leaving viewers feeling a bit fatigued. Having said that, the biographical drama is well worth the fast pedaling as it effectively paints a very sobering picture of a smug and self-righteous man. I was on the fence thinking, okay, he's doing everything for the right reasons and it's tough here. But after seeing this movie, you know, this man wow. Ben Foster does this this character a lot of justice, and just, I mean, we see this man for who he is. He's fantastic.
Did you say it's biographical or autobiographical?
Biographical.
Yeah,
not autobiographical.
I'm sure Lance Armstrong.
I was
going to
say, I don't think Lance Armstrong was a part of
himself
this.
That way.
No, it's biographical. Sorry, if I mispronounced.
And how do we know though that Lance Armstrong is really that guy?
We don't. But I'm saying for entertainment purposes, you know. Ben Foster does a great job here is painting this picture, because I was watching it for a while and thinking, you know what? No, let's not paint him that. Oh, okay. And then so, you know, but I don't know. We don't know the
whole
story.
Can't just make up lies about people.
That was a very funny one there. Nice job. And but Stephen Frears, who great director, directed Philomena a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. He extracts an excellent amount of emotional vexation, making for an adequately compelling motion picture. Also 3 stars for the program. If you don't know anything about Lance Armstrong, or if you know a lot, I think you'll like the movie. I think, you know, it'll be a very entertaining motion picture.
And that's the big screens?
That's on big screens. It's also on video on demand.
And I think that's something that a lot of people, even if they didn't follow the Tour de France, a lot of people really, because he was an American and was breaking ground so much, that there was a lot of national pride behind that. And there is also this feeling of betrayal.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the fact that, you know, they found out he'd been doping.
Very
so,
cool.
So I think that probably taps into that.
Yeah, it does. It does. And so let's take another break. We're going to travel to Christmas now. One of the songs that was on our Christmas special, our second annual Santarchy show last year, from Pee Wee's Playhouse, Pee Wee's Christmas. This is Paul Rubens again. Oh, no. Pee-wee Herman singing, and of course a bunch of guys singing Pee-wee's Christmas.
It's called the choir.
Choir, I'm sorry. But, well, a bunch of guys, you know, a bunch of guys. But anyway, Pee-wee's Christmas, a lot of fun. Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Pee-wee's Christmas is a movie?
No, it's a Christmas special.
Oh, a special on TV.
Oh, listen to this, Dave. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, no, that's not the word, is it?
No.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KTHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We will be right back.